At least 21 people have been killed in attacks in the Iraqi capital Baghdad and other cities. Attacks came as the Iraqi army continues its offensive against al-Qaeda linked insurgents in the rest of the province of Anbar. Heavy clashes have taken place in Ramadi, the capital of the province. Iran's foreign minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the U.S. was under the illusion that it can totally dismantle Tehran's nuclear facilities, and this illusion had thwarted any possible deal. He also referred to deep-seated mistrust between Tehran and Washington. Zarif made the remarks at a conference in Germany. Multiple explosions have rocked the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. The blasts occurred near the country's defense ministry, the central bank, and former ruler's home. According to eyewitnesses, the blast was followed by heavy gunfire and several people were injured. Last December, over 50 people were killed in a similar attack near the defense ministry. Human rights activists have condemned a new counterterrorism law in Saudi Arabia that gives security services sweeping powers to crack down on dissidents. Activists say the new law allows the kingdom to prosecute as a terrorist anyone who demands reforms, exposes corruption, or engages in dissent. Thailand's opposition is planning more protests until it topples Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. Protesters disrupted the general elections on Sunday, halting voting in parts of Bangkok and the south. According to the Election Commission, some 6 million registered voters were affected by the closures. Ukraine's embattled President Viktor Yanukovych is set to return to work 4 days after taking a sick leave for medical treatment. Yanukovych is facing almost 2 months of protests by the opposition for refusing to sign a trade deal with the European Union. And in Kenya, violent street protests have erupted in the port city of Mombasa. This after police raided a mosque in the city, killing at least one person. Police say they stormed the mosque because it was used as a center for radical teachings. 100 people were arrested in a raid.